This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. More than 150,000 people have been left homeless in the aftermath of a cyclone that unleashed storm surges in eastern India and Bangladesh, officials said on Thursday, with heavy rain slowing relief work in some low-lying coastal areas. At least five people were killed in the two countries after the cyclone moved inland from the Bay of Bengal on Wednesday, packing gusts up to 140 kilometers per hour, 87 miles per hour, and whipping up tidal surges. The storm is the second to hit India in a week as the country grapples with a deadly second wave of coronavirus infections that has stretched the healthcare system to a breaking point. Some 500,000 people were sheltered in relief camps, and officials said they had taken steps to reduce the risk of potential spread of the virus. Tens of thousands of people are fleeing the city of Goma in eastern Congo, fearing another volcanic eruption by Mount Nyiragongo, which sent lava near the city last week. Traffic was jammed and pedestrians streamed through the streets, desperate to escape the impending danger. The regional military governor announced early Thursday a new eruption could occur at any moment. He ordered the evacuation of 10 of 18 neighborhoods in the city of 2 million people. The center of Goma, which was spared when the volcano erupted last week, is now under threat, with activity being reported nearby. Residents were advised to carry very little and told not to return to their homes until advised by authorities. Mount Nyiragongo is one of the world's most active volcanoes, and it turned a dark sky fiery red Saturday night as it sent lava into villages on the outskirts of Goma, destroying more than 500 homes and resulting in the deaths of more than 32 people. This is VOA News. Nambia Media reported Thursday that Germany has agreed to fund projects worth more than €1 billion over 30 years to atone for its role in genocide and property seizures in its then colony more than a century ago. Thousands of people were killed by German colonial forces between 1904 and 1908 after the tribes rebelled against German rule of the colony then named German Southwest Africa. According to the reports, Germany agreed to fund €1.1 billion of infrastructure, healthcare, and training programs that would directly benefit the affected communities. Germany ruled Nambia from 1884 until it lost the colony during World War I. In 1920, the territory was placed under South African administration until 1990, when it gained independence. Somalia's Prime Minister Mohamed Hussein Roble said he was committed to free and fair polls after he signed an agreement on Thursday with regional presidents to allow indirect elections to take place after delays had prompted a crisis. Clan elders were meant to have selected lawmakers in December, who in turn were due to elect a new president on February 8th. Both failed to take place amid disputes over issues, including the creation of an election commission that would supervise the voting. Thursday's agreement says the prime minister and the five regional states will be select members of the committee by this Sunday, and elections will be held within the next 60 days. President Mohamed Abdulhali Mohamed is seeking a second term. The opposition has accused him of packing regional and national election boards with his allies. Some Somalian lawmakers had attempted last month to extend the president's four-year term without an election, causing a political and security standoff with troops in the capital. Israel's recent barrage of deadly airstrikes on Gaza might be war crimes, the UN rights chief said Thursday, adding she has seen no evidence attacked buildings were used for military purposes. Michelle Bachelet voiced deep concern about the surge in deadly violence earlier this month between Israelis and Palestinians while addressing a special session of the United Nations Human Rights Council. Bachelet called on Hamas and all armed groups to refrain from use of indiscriminate rockets and mortars, for which there must be accountability. She said there's no doubt that Israel has the right to defend its citizens and residents. However, Palestinians have rights too, the same rights. The health ministry in Gaza says Israeli airstrikes killed 253 Palestinians, including 66 children, and wounded more than 1,900 people in 11 days of the conflict. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.